You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Tonight on the Cooligans, it is the 100th episode of the Cooligans on Fubo Sports Network. Look at this. 100 episodes on television. Nobody thought we could do it. We have a lot to talk about, some big moves in MLS, and we have an incredible guest.
That's right. We talked to Walker Zimmerman of Nashville SC. I berate him for his pizza, but also we share a lot of great stories about when he found out he was moving and a bunch of other stuff. That and more today on the 100th episode of the Cooligans! Cien baby!
Vamos, let's go. Look at that. We got the 100 episodes on television. Can you believe it, Alexis?
Wow. I don't think anyone who's ever met me from birth to now would ever think this would happen, including my agent and the people who produced the show.
This is one of those episodes where Alexis finds his grade school teacher and sends him this clip like, you're the one who told me I would never amount to anything.
You were mostly right for a long time, but here I am.
Okay, welcome to the 100th episode of the Cooligans. It is an honor to say that on the Fubo Sports Network.
How wild is this?
This has been pretty crazy, obviously. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
Yes, and we are the Cooligans. We are your favorite stand-up comedians that have been on for 100 times on this on this network.
That's
been
right.
Quite an honor.
That's right. We also happen to be the gulliest show to have been on this network, or an IE network, 100 times.
100 is
Juan.
So this has been crazy. I mean, our lives have changed dramatically from, obviously we were just a little young sooty comics running around New York trying to get up on any comedy stage that we could.
Just give us a microphone, sir. We'll make a laugh, we promise. So now we're like, of course you know who we are. We're on the Fubo Sports Network. Don't look me in the eye.
Mom, you know?
Yeah,
okay, we got quite bougie. And, this soccer's changed us, man. But no, this is an exciting episode. We're going to be kind of, looking back.
We also have a surprise, by the way.
The surprise isn't simply that we have Walker Zimmerman of Nashville SC today.
No, it is not. We save huge guests for our 100th episode. We've been trying to get Walker Zimmerman on for a while, back when he was at FC Dallas, then he was at LAFC. Now that he's at Nashville, finally we get him. We're like, bro, it's COVID. You got to have time for us.
You can't keep dodging us, all right?
Don't you know who we are?
It's 100, bro.
Hey, come on.
So let's start today's show with a surprise video. We don't know what we're about to see, but we'll watch it with everyone watching the show today.
It's a surprise for you. It's a surprise for us.
So let's take a look.
What's up, y'all? CJ Sapon here. Happy 100 episodes to the Cooligans.
Cooligans, Zarek here. Wanted to wish you guys congrats on 100 episodes.
Hi, Shea Groom here, NWSL Challenge Cup champion.
Hey, what up? Kai Kumar, Mr. Heart-Shaped Hands.
Hey, it's Memo Rodriguez.
What's up? This is Travis Helwig from Crooked Media.
Hey, Cooligans, this is Marissa Pilla from the NWSL.
What's up, guys? Mo Adams here.
To the Cooligans, Tommy McNamara here from the Bubble.
Luke here from the Football Ramble, coming to you live and direct. Just wanted to say a very very, very hearty congratulations to my guys, Alexis and Christian, on the 100th episode of that Cooligan show. Keep it locked onto them at all times.
This is Derek Etienne of the Columbus Crew.
This is Wojciech Wójcik from Forward Madison FC.
Hello, Cooligans. Congratulations here from John Strong at Fox Sports.
This is DeJuan Jones of the New England Revolution.
Hey, yo, it's Merz.
Shout out to the Cooligans on 100th episode.
Just want to say congrats to some legends, the Cooligans, for their 100th episode.
Congratulations to my guys, the Cooligans, for their 100th episode.
Congrats to the Cooligans on their 100th episode.
Wishing the Cooligans, the gully, goofs, the gully goobers, having 100 episodes on FUBO.
And I just wanted to say congratulations on 100 episodes.
Congratulations to Cooligans on 100 episodes on FUBO Sports Network.
Congrats on 100 episodes. Very happy for you guys.
Congrats to Christian and Alexis, the Cooligans, for their 100th episode on FUBO Sports Network.
I still have the t-shirt you guys sent me that says gulliest on the front, but I'm afraid to wear it out of the house because I'm not yet sure that it isn't some sort of a prank.
Congrats to the Cooligans on 100 episodes.
Congratulations for reaching 100 episodes on FUBO Sports Network.
And just know when I come back, I got y'all with rallies. That's on me, you heard me?
Here is a painting of a carrot. I hope that's a good gift.
You guys are awesome. Doing what you're doing. Stay gully.
Stay gully, my friends.
Stay gully, my friends.
Stay gully.
Stay gully.
Stay gully.
Stay gully.
Stay gully.
Do what I do. Stay gully.
Unbelievable. That was so cool.
That's so dope that everyone took the time out to send us those messages, to be completely honest. I was like, well, these people are professional players, most of them. They're really busy.
Yeah. Dude, thank you for making the time. What an honor. Thank you. I mean, too many people to name. Obviously, Kai Kamara, yeah. Mo Adams, John Strong.
Do not put that shirt on outside. No, you can wear
put it on.
You
send some pics of it. You should have worn it at Disney. You know?
Just went Seinfeld. Put it on.
That's my go-to. That's so cool. Shea Groom, everybody.
Derek Etienne, dude. You guys are the best.
It's so cool. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to send us a message.
We're going to hold you to that rallies, by the way.
That's right. It's very fitting that we get a TV show and then the world, you know, comes to a close. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we got to do. And I just heard this from our producers, which was that the 50th episode of our program was the last time we were in studio. So we've done 50 episodes remotely.
Wait, so by next episode, we will have done more remote shows than in studio.
Correct.
Wow.
So,
world. Put on masks. I want to see Christian again.
Look,
you don't know this, but we used to hug for 45 seconds. We put a counter before every episode. I haven't been able to do that in 50 episodes.
It was our routine. We couldn't start the show without it.
Christian used to text and stuff. I just needed to hold him. You know what I mean?
No, but look, shout out to everyone that helped us even get to this point where we are doing a TV show. The Cooligans fans and listeners that Gully Squad that were supporting us for years before this happened. And then getting to FUBO Sports Network and the incredible staff.
Everyone there is amazing.
Believes in us, supports us. We've never had that in our lives ever.
Yeah. I still don't know how to take it.
No, but shout to everyone at the staff of FUBO Sports for making the show look as amazing as it does. I know it's not that hard when you got two handsome gentlemen like us.
You're welcome.
All right. So we'll be back with more of the 100th episode of the Cooligans right after this.
This is Daniel Chalet from Sporting KC, and I just want to congratulate my friends, the Cooligans, for making 100 episodes on FUBO TV. This is the biggest upset in sports history because I have no idea how you guys got there, but keep going. Hit me up when you guys hit 200 and I'll come on the show again.
It's Ashlyn Harris
and Allie Krieger, and we just wanted to say congrats on 100 episodes with FUBO Sports Network to you two Cooligans. We love you so much.
Stay gully.
Welcome back to the Cooligans 100th episode. Spectacular.
Yeah, dude.
Shouts to Daniel Shalloway of Sporting Kansas City, past guest of the show and dear friend. It's great to hear when players are like, this is my friend. My friend's a Cooligan.
Oh my God. And then he roasts us and we're like, all right, then he really is a friend.
That's how you show love. And obviously to the Queens themselves, Crashlyn, Ashton Harris and Allie Krieger, star-studded, obviously. So thank you. for
warms
coming
my
through
heart to see our friends like that. So that's pretty dope.
There's still some soccer to discuss. Obviously, we can praise ourselves.
Wait, did MLS not pause everything because of our 100th episode?
You know, we asked them to.
Right.
And for some reason, they were like, look, the schedule's a little bit condensed. There's a lot going on. And we were like, yo, are you serious right now?
What else this year is more important to change your schedule up for than this? Our 100th episode.
A couple big moves in Major League Soccer. Obviously, let's start with the Houston Dynamo sending Albert Elise to Boa Vista.
Boa Vista about to be the MLS All-Star team.
Yeah, bro. They got Reggie Cannon as well. So everybody's just going to – it's going to be like a MLS high school reunion. You know what I mean? Like,
crazy.
Haven't seen
you. Beckerman about to head to Boa Vista, my dude.
Haven't seen you in, a few days. This is great.
How you been, bro?
But then the other move that was a bit of a surprise, leaving Colorado Rapids, going to Minnesota United, Kai Kamara, who we saw give a shout out as well, moving to his 8th MLS club.
Find me a player with more jerseys in his closet. I mean, but to be honest with you, I mean, he still can score. I mean, there's probably 3 or 4 other teams that would want him as well now, because that dude just finds a way to put the ball in the net. So I think he's going to be really good in Minnesota, man.
Minnesota is in a good place. And then to add a consistent striker like Kai Kamara.
Out and out scorer to that team, they are going to be wild dangerous, because they're dangerous now. I think Colorado's still trying to find their way, but yo. Whew, Minnesota's going to be dangerous.
Colorado's clearly going younger. Right. Kai Kamara, it's no secret. We have his, we know his age, all right?
Right. It's out there on the internet.
Okay. Kai Kamara's getting up there. Well, I believe he's 35, if I'm not mistaken.
He ain't slowing down anytime soon, though.
Yeah, he still looks pretty sharp. So when we had Kai Kamara on the show, I suggested, I'm like, oh, you're an MLS veteran, so... you're probably making these moves. You're probably deciding where you want to go. And I was completely wrong. And he was like, no, that ain't me.
Who told you that? Yeah, dude. Okay, we were wrong. My bad. You got 10 years left, bro. But you know what? You might just.
I thought you were
just have 10 more years. 100 episodes, bro.
I'm like, I can't wait to the end of the sentence.
And I was like, nah, man, it happened.
Yeah, so we just heard, he just turned 36 years old. So, look, I think he's going to do very well. The fact that even the Albert Elise move is – I'm curious because he's been someone who's always been talked about as like going abroad.
There's been offers mysteriously.
But he's never had like that breakout, like just killer season where you're like, oh, this dude ain't going to be here long. Yeah, he's just been consistent. Right. Yeah. And like at Houston, I'm wondering how they're going to play without him, because even when we had Memo Rodriguez on the show, he was mentioning like, yo, we just send the ball
we
up
give
front.
It to Albert. He does his own thing. And
he just burns a couple defenders. And all of a sudden, we got the win. So I'm wondering how Houston is going to look.
It's like, Zarek, get up there, buddy. You're now the forward.
Okay, you better work on them sprints, bro.
Hey, and Jordy Reyna got traded to D.C., so 2 Peruvians in D.C., bro.
It's weird how these moves are happening in this late part of the season.
Just before the playoffs. MLS is crazy.
That makes sort of no sense. But this is the reality that we're in, and we wish them all the players the best in all these these new moves.
Absolutely. Plus, we got more from our 100th episode. We get back after this.
Greetings from 10,000 feet high here in Mammoth Lakes. Forgive me, it's hard to get my breath. There's no oxygen here. Wanted to congratulate you on 100 shows on Fubo Sports Network. And stay gully. By the way, the shirt you gave me, the gully shirt, doesn't fit me. It's a medium. You guys know what to say? They love the Cooligans. Congratulations.
Ever been Cuber? More yeah. Cuban.
Okay, wait, look.
Hold on.
This is what happens when David Beckham is on this program.
We're too excited. David Beckham.
Cuber.
I knew the moment it left my mouth, it wasn't a real word.
Hold on, because this is a service that, a Uber service that only picks up Cubans.
Yeah, they pick you up in a 57 Chevy with a Russian engine in it and an abuela.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sit next to abuela.
Okay, I'm willing to invest, is what I'm saying.
Yo, where's, oh, yo, where's Nas owns how to lift, right? Yo, can we get, like, one of the grave diggers or something? Can we get the Jizza to invest in this?
Welcome to Kuwait.
Kuwait eats? No Kuwait eats. There's no food for me to pick up and put in the Kuwait. What happened to this show? All right, we're back on Cooligan's Living Room FC on our 100th episode. Thank you so much. Oh, man. Max Brados, right?
Yeah, Max.
I can't believe Fubo Sports Network went to Cameo and hired Matt. Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Here from the producer that was not the ass.
We were hoping you made a little money off of that. No, thank you, Max. Yeah. And yes, and obviously keeping the Cuban theme going, Cuban throwback was dope too.
You see the magic of when we make mistakes.
We how to go we? Exactly.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's see. Your mistake for joining me on this show, Fubo's mistake for keeping the show going after that moment. They were like, we can't give these two people microphones.
Yeah, yeah. Should have been a red flag, but whatever, you know. So a couple more things to discuss. We should talk about the MLS season so far. I think we're pretty much just halfway through. They keep revealing the schedule piecemeal, so we don't know exactly.
We're like those little hamsters that you press a button and sometimes food, but the little pellet pops out. We get three meals, and we get three games at a clip now.
But we stay looking to hope the food shows up. Please, will the overlords finally give us a little bit more?
I'm going to hit this button again, please.
No, I mean, look, we should mention, at least in the conferences, some of the top teams. Right now, Columbus Crew on the Eastern Conference is at the top of the table. But, the hottest team right now feels like the Philadelphia Union. They won three straight, and they are winning convincingly. The one interesting thing about the Union, I don't know, because there are rumors. Brendan Aaronson, we've heard that he's going to get sold, and I don't know if he will finish out this season. But the team I am hearing that will pick him up is actually RB Salzburg, Red Bull Salzburg.
Wow.
So that is a
little
bit,
Jesse Marsh over there.
A little Jesse Marsh, yeah. And it made it complicated for Philadelphia Union fans that are not fans of the Red Bulls, the New York Red Bulls. So.
Yeah, and he's going to Austria, which isn't exactly Germany, but it's a great system to be a part of if your goal is to get into the Bundesliga, for sure.
Without a doubt. We saw, that could be the next move. Erling Haaland was there, went to Dortmund. Who knows? Brendan Aaron could be the next to move from Salzburg.
Yeah, Philly does look great, man.
Philly looks great. And I think we weren't on the air when I said this, but the Seattle Sounders, I think they have to be favorites for the MLS Cup because they have been wildly dominant. They look incredible. I mean, they're in the same form from the end of last season.
It feels like they're in playoff form. It feels like every time they go up against a team, they'll find a different way to beat that team.
Yeah.
Like from the way they beat the previous team. It's just impressive. And I think I just go back to that Jordan Morris, you gonna play man against me for San Jose, and just running a dude around an entire pitch.
Yeah.
I mean, if they have that as a weapon, and then they have Lodero and Roldan, it's like every time you turn around, there's like Rui Diaz, there's like a different person there that's good enough to beat you one-on-one or just alone. It's so tough to go up against a team like Seattle Sounders.
Yeah, and they're getting Brad Smith back. They obviously won the MLS Cup with him, but he was loaned from Bournemouth, and have him as the defending and on the wing again will be huge. I'm going to have to say for right now, for the moment, it feels like the Seattle Sounders have to be the favorites to win MLS Cup.
I also want to put some respect on FC Dallas. They're in third in the West, and no one expected them to be there. What are they getting? 1.73 points per game. yo, for not getting into the bubble and, you know, playing three games against Nashville and everyone being like, oh, Reggie Cannon is sold, again sold, and, you know, yada, 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 and no one knew exactly what was going on with the team. It seemed like they weren't as cohesive as maybe you
expect. Name is not, it's not Yada. It is Hada, Francisco Hada, obviously.
Damn.
Yeah.
So anyway, Hada, right? Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, we make that mistake all the time.
You get it, right? It's Yiddish. but now to be sort of in this position where they're in third and they look like they're firing on all cylinders, super impressive. Shouts to Fafa Picot.
Yeah. These last couple of weeks, I feel like the teams are sort of finding their form and finding their identity. A lot of teams look different from last year. And then with that, you know, the layoff, the MLS is back tournament, playing in ridiculous weather, not playing in their home markets. They are looking like they're looking like normal teams. You know, it's not this, you know, you wouldn't know necessarily there was a pandemic that happened that delayed the season for 6 months. But yeah. So a lot to look forward to in this MLS season. So keep watching. Keep watching us, the 100th episode of the Cooligans. We will have Walker Zimmerman of Nashville SC coming right up. So come right back.
Hi, this is NWSL legend Yael Averbush.
And I'm her husband, Aaron West.
And we wanted to congratulate the Cooligans on 100 episodes on the FUBO Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Gloria Averbush, soccer mom, soccer author, Cooligans fan. Thanks for all the laughs in the fandom. Keep the gully going.
Stay gully.
Hey, everybody, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. We just want to break it with a word from one of our sponsors, us, and technically you.
The Cooligans have now gotten into the mask game, okay?
Right, everybody? We are big mask. That's the business we're in, baby.
Look, if you want to get, obviously, everybody, you need a mask. Wear a damn mask if you want to get over this dumb pandemic that is ruining all our lives.
But we
decided, you know what, let's make one, and I think it'll be kind of cool if it has the Cooligans logo on it. It also says stay safe and stay gully right on it. You'll be the freshest, gulliest mask wearer in the world.
Everybody at that Wegmans or wherever you go in, as they're dragging some maskless Karen out and you walk past them wearing this, will be like, whoa.
Yeah, you're just like, with your Cooligans mask, you're just gonna be like, couldn't be me.
Okay? Nah, fam, I'm staying gully and safe. And here's the best part. 100% of the proceeds is going to go to charity. We are doing a collaboration with South Bronx United. They help the community in the South Bronx. They have a soccer academy. They do educational classes. They had a journalism class that Christian and I spoke at, and they were like, who are these two? They're not journalists. We know more than them. And I'm like, these kids say the darndest things. And also, they help out the community where they hand out masks. They do a lot of legal help for a community that could use all of those things. And we absolutely love all those things. We grew up in similar communities, so we wanted to give back. So 100% of the proceeds of this mask goes to that. And in fact, Upper 90, who is teamed up with us and is making the mask, actually gave us an even better deal so we could give even more to charity. So exactly. This would mean a lot to us if you would purchase this. Even if you didn't need an extra mask, it's worth having one, especially one that's as gully as this.
Exactly. So, you know, if you don't need one, give it to your child. Okay.
That's right.
They could use a nice gully mask while they're
put one on your
learning.
Puppy.
Okay. So pick one up. You can get them at soccercooligans.com. They are from Upper 90. They're a high quality mask. They you can wear them for a long time. They're really comfortable. Highly recommend it. Even if you don't need one, all the proceeds do go to charity. So you'll be supporting a very good cause in South Bronx United. You can see the description. The link will be in the description of this podcast episode. Or you can just go right to soccercooligans.com and the link will be there as well. So pick up a mask today.
What's up, guys? This is Pablo Mao from MLSsoccer.com. Just want to wish congratulations to the Cooligans on your 100th episode on FUBO Sports Network. Stay gully. Guys, that's the message that your producer Dan asked me to read. Dan apparently doesn't know that I haven't written for MLSsoccer.com in 6 years, I think. Regardless, though, congrats. I'm a big fan. Get yourself a new producer, and you might get another 100 episodes out of this. Have a nice one.
All right, baby, we're back on a Cooligans Living Room FC, and thank you so much, Pablo, for that beautiful message. And just so you know, Dan is not only not fired, okay? He's getting a promotion, because what you don't know is he just got you hired on MLSsoccer.com again.
Congratulations to you and your whole your new endeavor that you've done in the past.
That's it.
Thank you, Palomar, obviously of The Athletic, for the lovely, congratulations and, 100th episode message. So we
appreciate
it.
It's so important that you took time out of watching old VHS tapes of a player playing only one game in Iceland for you to send us that message. It means a lot
to
us.
Yes, we very much appreciate it. But we have an incredible guest that we should introduce today.
We absolutely do. I mean, we're so excited. We've been trying to get this dude on for a while now, just because we're such big fans of the way he plays. Not as big a fan of his pizza-making skills, but we'll talk about
we'll
it.
We'll get to it.
All right? But also, one of the dudes that when you talk about this new era over the last few years of American soccer players, this is one of the names that should pop in your head when you think of just who's one of the top center backs, who's one of the top defenders in all of MLS? This name better pop out in your mind right away. I know it does for scouts and stuff, so you might as well, you too. All the way from Nashville, put your hands together unless you're driving for the one, the only, Walker Zimmerman, everybody.
Yeah,
there you go. You too, baby. Hell yeah.
Pat yourself on the back.
If you don't toot your own horn, sometimes you don't hear music. You know what I mean?
I like that. I like that. Thanks for having me, guys. I'm excited.
Absolutely honored, man. Yeah, man. Look, obviously, we've been watching you at your time at Dallas, at LAFC, at Nashville, playing for the U.S. men's national team, and now on the Cooligans. What an incredible arc.
Only going up. Yeah, this is insane.
It keeps getting better.
We've got some AT&T bars going up.
So thank you so much for joining us, man. I think the most kind of reasonable place to start when it comes to, we had Dax McCarty on the show as well, obviously, Captain for Nashville. Let's just talk about where things are right now and how you feel about the season. Obviously, Nashville did not get to play and participate in the MLS's back tournament. But now that things are getting back together, you guys have got a couple wins. Things are starting to gel together. How is the team feeling given that rough kind of start? And now that things are kind of picking up a bit.
You know, as long as we're out of our hotel rooms in Orlando, we're a happy bunch. It's been a obviously crazy year for everyone. Everyone's taken a brunt of COVID, but we've definitely had a hard time. Obviously, with the MLS is back tournament and all that entailed, and like I said, we've had three preseasons, so that part alone is tough mentally. But you're right. It does seem like the past couple of games we are finding some form, getting some more goals scored, which is nice. And now we're in a playoff position and, only trying to go up from there. So we're excited. We're just happy to be playing and in a steady state of playing again. Cause those first 6 months or so of the year were tough for everyone.
Now, if I recall correctly, you scored the first goal in Nashville SC's history, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Many moons ago.
Yeah, it seems like it was 8 years ago. When you think back to that moment, so much has changed up until now. How different is the club just as you see it today?
It's a lot different. I think the way that we train, the way that we get along with one another. We have been through a lot of quarantine, but there's been a lot of communication, a lot of banter in the group thread. So we've bonded a little bit more than. Obviously 2 months in February. So that part is good. Fantasy football started. So guys are always chirping in the locker room. So that adds some good conversation, but we're feeling good. I think everyone's not riding too high with the highs or too low with the lows. We're just kind of trying to keep a steady mind and steady outlook on the rest of the year.
Yeah. And that first goal and that first game, I mean, it was a wild game, but you having scored that goal, the first goal for the club in a absolutely packed stadium, people on Twitter, the other MLS fan groups were like, Nashville, what is this fan base, who's gonna go,
they don't care about soccer down there.
And that first game especially was absolutely incredible. What have you noticed as far as this maybe new kind of burgeoning kind of fan base in Nashville?
Yeah, I think it's great. You're right, they might not be the most educated fans in the world, but who is educated if they've never been around the sport before? And so it's an opportunity for us to try and put a product on the field that they get to watch, and maybe it's for the first time, maybe not, but they get to see soccer being played in their city, and hopefully we can inspire them. So we have a lot of responsibility. It's also a lot of fun. And I think the fans, based on, you know, the first game and the way that they even, you know, we had a band of people up in Columbus shouting from the rafters because they allowed fans of the game. But it's exciting. It's exciting to play for a new franchise, a new club, having done that before with LAFC and now Nashville. It's a cool opportunity that I don't take for granted to be a part of something from the beginning.
Did you get one of those vinyl discs for the goal? You get one of those, right?
I did. So I don't have a record player, but now I'm gonna have to get one. But yeah, apparently
you ain't the hipster that we thought you were.
Yeah,
no, definitely not. The hair's getting longer, but the hipster vibes haven't come yet.
It's just you and like recycled goods shoes, strumming on an acoustic guitar, listening to your goal call.
That's it. No, it'll be a cool relic to have, especially, you know, after the career's over, just to have it up on a trophy case somewhere. It'll be pretty cool to look at.
That'd be okay. So dope.
Okay. All right. Well, so we have more with Walker Zimmerman, and we'll be right back after this.
This is J.L. Covan, final president of the United States. And I want to congratulate, they're called the Cooligans. I want to congratulate them on their 100th episode. It's a lot of episodes. On the Fubo Sports Network. Okay. So stay gully. I don't know what that means, but they told me to stay gully, so we'll see what happens.
Yo, Cooligans, congratulations on your 10th episode on Fubo Sports Network. How many? 100? They've made it to 100 episodes. I thought for sure they'd be canceled by now. Yeah, congrats, man. Pretty incredible. That's gully.
All right, welcome back to the Cooligans Living Room FC, and thank you again. We're getting it's a star-studded affair with all these video messages. Thank you to comedian J.L. Covan. Not evil President Trump.
That's right.
They're congratulating us. Just to clarify, if anybody wasn't sure. And also Kyle Martino.
Wonderful. He thought we were only 10 episodes. What a ego on him that we would book him within 10 episodes, right? I mean,
really, just thinks very highly of himself.
Yeah, bro. Now we wait till like 40, 50 for you, my guy.
Really make sure you're not going to just ruin the whole project. Okay. So, yes, and we are here with Walker Zimmerman of Nashville SC. Walker, let's talk a little bit about the move to Nashville, right? Because you were originally at FC Dallas, and I think from what I read and I understood, it was like, you know, maybe the time had come to move on. And then at LAFC, it really looked like things were going well for you, but you are traded to Nashville. And I think it was a bit of a surprise to a lot of people. What was it like for you, that experience?
Absolutely crazy. You're right. So it was, you know, been traded twice, but one was completely different than the other. One, you kind of know it's pretty mutual. You've talked about it. The other one was you find out at 8 o'clock on a random Monday night, and then you're in a new city on Wednesday. Whoa. And it was completely blindsided, but you know, I mean, it is the business and I understand it. I understand why they had to do it. Whether I agreed with it or not, I understand the nature behind why they had to open up some space on the roster. So definitely a crazy week. Like I said, found out Monday night, got into Nashville Wednesday night, was under contract on a house by Saturday and in Tampa with the guys on Saturday. So it was a big whirlwind, but you know, I'm glad I'm here. I'm loving Nashville so far. And to say that amidst all of what we're going through in 2020 is a really positive sign.
I mean, Nashville is a wonderful city. I know that there's so much happening with just it's like a sea of people are moving into Nashville. It seems to be like a completely different city every year over and over, and a great history. But I'm sure it comes as, like, how did you even find out? Like, was it from tweets? Did your agent call you? Because, you know, sometimes there's players that are like, I'm watching TV or I'm listening to this. And all of a sudden they say, I'm trading. They're like, no, I'm not. I'm not here. And then your phone's like, boom. You're like, oh, no.
That's actually so funny that you say that, because we, the night before, so on Sunday night, we were over at a friend's house who plays for the Dodgers, and it came out while we were, you know, we were talking about, like, you know, how are you liking LA? Like, what's it looking like for, you know, we knew that new contract could be coming up, and he's like, like, you know, still just depends on whether this other, you know, Mookie Betts trade goes through. All of a sudden we're about to get our dinner and the TV, it's like breaking, like, Mookie Betts signs with Dodgers, whatever. And so we're like, oh shoot, turns out he was basically traded, and then they didn't pass the physical, so then he stayed. And this was the night before I got traded. So we're like all at their house, like freaking out. Like, look, if we need to leave, like, you guys to have your dinner. This is a big deal.
You're on the ride home. Like, sucks to be that guy, huh?
No, 100%. So we FaceTime them the next night, like 10 o'clock. I'm like, we're the ones who got traded. Like, so
what'd you pass on to me? What? Yeah. Catch something?
Yeah. Yo, did Mookie Betts join LAFC? What the hell's going on?
It was wild.
I mean, at that point, obviously, like, does that information have to go through your representatives, or those are just the two teams conversing?
No, it's just the two teams. So no one knew other than really the two GMs and I'm sure the head coaches.
You know what the problem is? You're too good at soccer. You know what I mean, right? Like, the other teams want you, right? Like, no network is asking for us because I'm here. You know what I mean? Like, you got to suck a little bit, dude. Yeah, and you won't get traded again.
You just got to be, like, you know, middle of the road. Yeah. Solid. Yeah.
Stop trying so hard, Walker.
Yeah,
that's, that's on me. I did that to myself.
You just want it so bad.
Well, you know what? We have, I mean, we've been to LA for LAFC matches. We were at the playoff game last year. Let's talk just a little bit about just your time there. I mean, LAFC was just the bank. It is just quite a stadium. I mean, the experience there, going from Dallas, which is, you know, pretty much all you knew, right? And going to something like that, what was like the first thing that you were sort of taken aback by?
Man, honestly, how quickly they got it so right. You know, we're talking about a team 2 years in, now three, and to have everything set up the way that they did. Sure, we waited for a few months for our training facility and a few months for our stadium. But by the end of April, we're in both of them from the first year. And, I mean, the stadium's incredible. Training facility's great. Fans were phenomenal. And we had no idea, like, kind of what that reception was going to be like. And, you know, from the first time we went on the road to Seattle in week one, and we see the reception there and to Salt Lake, and then eventually opening up against Seattle in April – I mean, you're right. The atmosphere is definitely one of the best in MLS. It was great that we got to reward those fans for those 2 years with really solid and successful starts to the club. And so it got them passionate. Again, like, that's the goal in Nashville, right, is become such a good team, inspire the fans, and hopefully you gain their support quickly. And, you know, we see that in Nashville with the Predators. Whenever they're really doing well, the whole city is absolutely all Preds. And so that's the challenge for us, is can we become that successful on the field to get the fan base that we've seen in LA.
Wow. Was Bob Bradley the first, like, super thick Jersey accent you ever heard? And, like, when he gets angry, does it get thicker? Because it does for me. I know that.
Yeah, he wasn't the first Jersey accent I've heard, but one of the more angry ones when he does get upset. I'll say that.
We've never seen him happy. So if his baseline is what we know, I can't imagine what it's like when he's angry. Yeah. You're like, I think a deli sandwich is yelling at us. We got more Walker Zimmerman when we get back after this.
Yo, big up the Cooligans. You already know, man like shoes, back again. It is me, blood, you understand? You lot know it's me, you get me? It's just rolling the season right now, you get me? Man's active in the Uber, but big up the man them every time, you get me? 100th episode pending, you understand? Big up your damn selves, 100 more to come, you see me? And hopefully I'll be back again soon, you get me? But big up your damn selves for all the hard work, and you get me? It's some more, blood.
We'll be right back.
David, first recommend for you, Jorge. I'm Guano, so this is really important for me. When you're looking at the culture of Miami, really important question, are we going to have croquetas in the stadium?
100%. Pan con croquetas and all the deals. So I think you'll see a very Miami flair to everything that we do in our stadium and our experience. And definitely croquetas are part of the equation, no doubt.
With supporters and colada together, that is dangerous. I can't wait. Now, David, I think in order to connect yourself with a city like Miami, maybe bring some of that Cubanness. I think you could adopt me. I'll be the Bronx Beckham. You know what I mean? You've got Brooklyn already, right? I'll be the Bronx. I have my own name. You know what I mean? I think it'll work, right? It'll, like, more Guanos will show up. You'll have a lot of, like, beautiful shoes and stuff.
I agree. Totally agree.
Also, David, you played in it's an honor. You played in some incredible derbies throughout your career. What do you expect as far as maybe Miami against Orlando? Is that competitiveness and that energy? What do you expect from it?
We want to create that culture. You know, we want a rivalry, and I think Orlando started that rivalry the moment that they did that funny skit about us and the whole Jurassic Park.
Right.
And we found that very funny as an organization because we knew that what we were building would be special. So we want that rivalry. You know, I've been lucky to have played in derbies in La Liga, in the Premier League, obviously in France as well, and also in LA. So those rivalries are so important. They're so important for the game. They're so important for the fans. To create something like that is such an important part for us as a club and as a community.
All right, baby, we're back on the Cooligans Living Room FC. Thank you so much to Troops. That was beautiful. I believe that was him.
Can I confirm? It could be a Troops impersonator.
JL Coven. Maybe that's his next gig. Thank you to Fubo for putting aside the time. I completely embarrassed myself in front of David Beckham by asking him to adopt me.
Yes, that's right. I'm watching that back. I'm like, man, I was a giggly little girl with talking to David Beckham.
Bro, the whole time he's answering, I'm like, I can't believe I called myself Bronx Beckham, you know, because he has a kid named Brooklyn. So it is what it is. Sometimes you got to shoot your shot. When I get invited to Beckham Thanksgiving, y'all going to be jealous. All right. But we are also here with Walker Zimmerman of Nashville SC. And Walker, I mean, you mentioned earlier you had to have basically three preseasons, right? So you've started, you're like, woo, new team, score the first goal, and shut everything down. All right, but we're going to go to Orlando, and shut everything down. You're like, we got to play FC Dallas three times to be my old team, right? And now you're like picking up, but you seem to have made yourself pretty busy during that downtime. One thing in particular, you started a bit of a food show called What's Cooking.
Yeah, I dabbled a little bit. You know, I finally... I got a nice kitchen now and can spread some things out. And it's very much a learning phase right now, but I'm enjoying it.
Well, I'm glad you put it that way because you did a pizza in one of the episodes.
Shots fired. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and they're coming, buddy.
Yeah. Hit me.
And so I'm looking at the photo, which is on your highlights. So we're going to put it up. You're probably looking at it now. But if you're listening, go to Walker's Room in the highlights. Unless you love pizza, then I wouldn't suggest looking at this. No, what I'm looking at is it looks like a pizza with, it looks like peppers, onions, some type of green underneath. I think that might be kale or broccoli rabe, maybe. I'm looking at pepperoni, and I'm assuming just some cheese and some red sauce. I am seeing some powder on the edge of the crust. I'm assuming you put garlic powder.
It was no powder involved.
No powder? So maybe that's just flour?
Yeah.
Little semolina?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. So, I mean, look, if I were to rate this pizza on a scale of 1 to 10, I would say, can I go into the negatives? No, I'd say it's a 4, which is huge.
Okay.
That's huge because you
good.
Did this at home.
That's good.
I see your pizza stone as well. And it's hard for me to rate it without seeing underneath. We got to work on your stretch. But the one thing that always upsets me is when I see green on a pizza, it doesn't belong there. It's not a salad. But what, you're a healthy dude, right? And that was the point of the show. Is you're
trying
to
fuel our bodies in different ways here.
Well, we do different activities, right?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I need to fuel myself
for
sitting down. Yeah, exactly. I want my green in my bank account, son.
Alexis is very anti-greens when it comes to food.
Yeah. Only if there's kale in my bank account, I'm good. But you did this from a healthy perspective, right? You were trying to make a healthier pizza.
Yeah. I mean, I use – it's all Trader Joe's ingredients. So if you have an issue with the ingredients, that's – we'll take it straight to them.
That's straight out Trader Joe's.
I'm not going out to my garden and picking out all these peppers and slicing them up.
You went to Trader Joe's garden.
Trader Joe's garden, yeah.
What if you were to have to sit down and order a pizza, what is your – for your go-to? And you can give me two, because I know some people, I usually order two.
I'm very much like supreme type. I can't ever choose. My problem is I can't at any restaurant choose just one meal. I'm like, if I go to Olive Garden, I'm like getting the tour of Italy.
I can't pick
just chicken parm. And you like chicken parm, ziti, and lasagna.
You got to split it with other people. I'm the same way. Yes. I want to try everything. See, me and you can hang out now.
Yeah, so now if I'm getting pizza, now I'm like, okay, I'm basically going supreme.
Right.
To have as much on there with no olives.
New Yorkers, we don't use supreme, but if you've ever been to like places outside the city, that typically means like three or four meats, a couple of veggies on top. It's loaded.
Which explains
what you did here, right? Like a nice, well-covered pizza. Definitely would never be sold in New York, but it's a beautiful pizza nonetheless. I actually think you did a great job with it. I'll give you a 4, 4.5.
I'll take it.
Look, I've never stood next to you, you know, but you sound like a unit, okay? You need the fuel to really power up against, you know, some of these, you know, Daryl DK of
100%.
Some of these big forwards.
6'3". The guy needs some greens. I'm 5'10", and I probably weigh the same as him, and he's 6'3". So
he's
let's be
muscle,
honest.
Though.
Yeah, it's a very different. Mine's a softer muscle. It's a condition.
Okay. Well, but we had heard that you also have a strong focus on like a healthier eating and healthier sort of living sort of options. My girlfriend, she's a nutritionist, so I am inundated with healthy foods.
I call false news, fake news.
I cannot bring something with either too much sugar or something that's even mildly unhealthy in the refrigerator because it will be removed promptly. What is professional athletes are definitely focused on this. Some are like, you know, they hire a nutritionist to handle it all. You seem to be more like actually enjoying it and into it.
And you do some charitable works around that, right?
Yeah. So I started, was about to have an event in LA before I got traded. The goal was to do a karaoke event, and we were going to raise for some teaching gardens through I think it was American Heart Association. I can't remember exactly what the parent charity was, but okay. We were basically going to have a teaching garden that we were going to build at a school, and these kids and their families, low-income families, could then use all the food that was grown in the garden as basically free groceries, which would have been awesome. So we didn't get around to having that event, but the idea for me is I'm just trying to help especially youth focus on their nutrition, what they're putting in their bodies. And if they don't have access to nutritious foods, because oftentimes some of the things that are better for us, quite frankly, are a little bit more expensive. Mm-hmm. So how can we make sure that we're feeding them properly and with good nutrition and educating them?
That's beautiful.
It's great because TJ Sapong has something similar in Chicago as well. So it's good to see this, just especially from athletes. Just in general, like it's easy to get lost in eating absolute garbage, right? Because
don't look at me when you say that.
but no, that's awesome with you, man. All right, so we have more with Walker Zimmerman right after this, everybody.
This is Michelle Akers, U.S. Women's National Team, oldster now, and maybe legend in my own mind with my goat, wishing a huge congratulations to the Culligans for 100 episodes on the Fubo Sports Network. Way to go, guys. Stay golly.
What's up, guys? Landon Donovan here, and I got to kick it with the Culligans today. Keep following, keep listening, keep watching. See you guys soon.
Welcome back. Thank you. Oh, what are these are incredible 100th episode message. Thank you, Michelle Akers.
How cool is it that her goat gets to be trained by a goat? You know what I mean? It's just the best.
Yes, yes. I mean, you really pass on, you know, how to mark on a corner. You know what I mean? She's great at that. And also, and Landon Donovan, unbelievable. Yeah, thank you. Obviously, we had Landon Donovan on the show, just legends, okay? Including Walker Zimmerman, okay? Adding to that. Very adding to the notoriety.
Whoa. Oh, we're allowed to say it. Don't be bashful.
Thank you again, everybody, for tuning in to this episode, through all the 100 episodes that we put on so far. It's been an honor. Walker Zimmerman, thank you again for joining us. I'm sure we'll have you back on to have Alexis yell at you about pizza. Yeah. Look for that.
It'd be an honor for me to be able to yell at you.
No, I need to redeem myself. I'm gonna have to practice and send you some more picks, and you have to reevaluate after, like, I'm like a year or two into this whole cooking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like how you have the competitive, honestly, the competition.
That'll be the 200th episode.
Yes.
And look, and you know, to be honest, you sending pictures of pizza to Alexis is sexting for him. So he will love this.
My wife's going to be like, who is this dude?
What is he doing?
What are you doing?
Walker, well, is there anything you want to let people know about before we sign off?
You know, first of all, thank you guys for having me on. You know, this is the chance that I've been given to shout out the social at the Walker Zim, Twitter and Instagram. Give Nashville SC a follow, as well as USMNT, the national team. You know, I appreciate all you guys out there for supporting our sport and for rooting for us. So hopefully I've drawn you over to be Nashville fans now.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, we hope so. All right. All right, everybody. Thank you again for tuning in. Make sure you follow at Soccer Cooligans on all social media platforms. Follow us on Twitch as well, twitch.tv/soccercooligans. Follow at Fubo Sports on all socials, and make sure to subscribe to the Fubo Sports YouTube channel for full episodes of the program. All right, Walker, let us end the show the way we normally do. So let us include you in that as well. So for Walker Zimmerman, my name is Christian Polanco.
And for the 100th time, you got to know by now, I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!